CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we have Jerry Cutting. He's president of Townshippers Association. He's with us. So welcome, Jerry.
Thank you, Maureen. It's really a pleasure to be with you.
Oh, pleasure to have you too today. And you're going to be talking about Townshippers Day and the AGM coming up for Townshippers Association. So we'll let you get started.
Well, thank you. I started off by saying it's a pleasure to be here. But what I really have to get to is something that Townshippers has had to announce only after a great deal of soul-searching and deliberation, and that is we will not be able to have a Townshippers Day 2017 this year. And I know that probably comes as a big shock to many people who have, over the past 36, 37 years, looked forward to a Townshippers Day and looked forward to having a chance perhaps to go to a new place in the townships and to see old friends and maybe make new friends. And to think that, is this another English language institution that is not going to be around? And I want to, first of all, apologize to everyone in terms of looking at the way in which we might have made this announcement, is that we have, in fact, been, since the last 3 or 4 years, looking very, very seriously at how we make Townshippers Day happen. And if we go back to 2015, we were at a point where we had absolutely no municipality who had stepped up. And by approaching Brome Lake, they took it on and were very generous in doing it a second year. And now when we're looking at 2017, in terms of looking at municipalities that wanted to do a Townshippers Day and could do a Townshippers Day, we were in a position where there was no municipality other than Brome Lake that said they would be wanting to do it another time. But in terms of fairness to the whole idea of Townshippers Day, Townshippers Day was never meant to be an event that happened every year in the same place. The concept was to have a rotation so that everybody who is a townshipper, meaning everybody who lives in the townships, has to come to realize from time to time, we don't often know what's in our own backyard. So if we had a day in every year where we could go to a different locale, a different municipality, a different institution, and explore that town, explore that institution, we would get a better sense of what's available in all of our, you know, parts of this, the townships. And I think since its inception, Townshippers Day has done a very good job of that, getting people to go to the various parts, everywhere from, you know, Kingsley Falls, out into the Cowansville area, into parts of Richmond and Cookshire and Quaticook and Sherbrooke, so that we've got a chance now to really say, in many ways, a lot of these municipalities got to show off the very best that they had. And that's had an impact all around, so that now when Richmond does, it's St. Pat's Day. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that maybe would have never gone if they hadn't gone to Richmond during Townshippers Day. Here in Lennoxville, there's a Friendship Day. In many ways, that is something that takes over from Townshippers Day, something that people know it's going to happen to in Lennoxville and then go to Lennoxville. So what we have to confront then is the way in which we have organized Townshippers Day over the last 36, 37 years has to be carefully reviewed if we want it to continue. And this year, if we turn what seems to be a disappointment into an opportunity, it will give us a tremendous opportunity, I think, to consult widely with all of the regions of the townships, many institutions, and to see if, in fact, we might be able to get a project underway where we could obtain funding. And what I mean by that, if we could have guaranteed funding for a 3 to 5 year time, we could then be able to hire people who would be charged with the responsibility of organizing Townshippers Day and do the kind of recruiting necessary to get the huge number of volunteers that's required just to pull it off. In terms of the planning process, is that the planning for it usually starts almost a year before, mm-hmm. where in the past we have sent out applications to all of the municipalities and the townships asking them if they would like to be a host. If we went back 10 years, there would be maybe 6 or 8 applications, good applications that people who had really looked at how they were going to organize the day, who would be involved, and to set up an organizing committee. In many ways, Townshippers Association has really been the facilitator in that we have a couple members of our board who are then going to be the liaison between Townshippers Board and the host. And there's one member of the staff who's assigned then as part of her duties to work with the organizing committee. The organizing committee, however, is something that we have to look at carefully. It has to be structured in a very real sense by the host community. And it requires a lot of commitment and it requires a huge amount of time. So that if we look at the capacity of many towns in today's context, they are really tight with budgets in terms of looking at being able then to make the financial commitment and to have a venue that then can be staffed by volunteers is something that we first of all have to designate where is it going to be. And round about January, the heavy-duty planning usually starts so that by the time the day actually comes across, there have been not just hundreds of hours, but days of volunteer time put into it and organizational time. So in this context, then, the reality is that in order to make sure that we continue with the tradition of a Townshipper's Day that is one that shifts from locale to locale, then in 2017, we had never confronted before the harsh, harsh reality is that that was simply not going to be possible. And we decided then, quite some time ago, in terms of looking at the organization of Townshippers Day, that if we confronted this as an obstacle, then perhaps it was time to take a step back and reorganize. To say that we are looking at a commitment to something that would be like a Townshippers Day in the future, but the way in which we would have to do it needs to be reviewed, planned differently, and I'm quite confident that with the kind of expertise that we have within our organization, that we'll be able to come up with something that's very interesting for all members of the Townshippers.
That sounds really good. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for CJMQ 88.9 FM. We're talking with Jerry Cutting, president of Townshippers Association, and right now he's talking about Tati Day. So it's disappointing to a lot of people, but we can see by everything you're saying that Townshippers Association definitely thinking about this and they're coming up with other plans. The reality is there. What you say makes a lot of sense.
Well, I also want to try and address the fact that there are people who are now writing in letters to the editor and also talking about Townshippers Day not happening, and to try and get across to them that in terms of this decision, it was not taken lightly, and it was a decision that we had been anticipating now for at least 3 years.
Okay.
And that it is not meant to be a slight to any group, to any individual. We know that a lot of people see this as perhaps, you know, an English institution that won't be around anymore. And this is just not what is our intended reality. Mm-hmm. And I think if you look at everything else that the Townshippers Association is doing now, it becomes increasingly clear that with the two top priorities that have been identified, healthcare, number one preoccupation of townshippers in the survey that we did about 18 months ago. We're very active in that area. We are on the board of the institution. We are meeting regularly with officials to make sure that there is a comprehensive access plan to have access in the English language. In terms of looking at what has happened with the threat to our school boards, we were one of the first organizations off the mark to take that argument to the parliamentary commission that was looking into the school board future with a very clear message that our community needs our school board. And you simply can't pass it over. It needs to be there, and it needs to be a part of our of the fabric of our community. So in terms of looking at the vitality of our community, in one sense, you could make the argument, and I'm sure that people see this, does this mean that the English community is diminishing? Does it mean that the English community is disappearing even more from the presence that we have in municipalities? And the answer to that in a very real sense is contradictory. It's both yes and no. If we look at the first year that the Townshippers Association held a Townshippers Day, there was a much larger proportion of English-speaking people in the townships and in many of the municipalities, as we see in comparison to today. But in terms of looking at the vitality of the English population as it is now, we now have a stable population. We now have more younger people who are staying in the area. And I think what we've established is a level of credibility that when it comes to making policy, that policymakers don't think about what is going to be happening to the English-speaking community unless they consult with the Townshippers Association. So our impact is one that I think is very important. And in that sense, our vitality can also be measured in terms of our perceived importance to the greater community. And that's why I'm seeing more and more that there is an outreach from the French-speaking community to try and ensure that English speakers are included in activities and included in a number of the decisions that have to be made around the future of our municipalities and our whole territory in general. And then looking at Townshippers Day, I think it has come to be a tradition in the same way that the fall fairs are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that people could quite reasonably say, well, how come it's not happening this year? And it's not happening this year because of a variety of different reasons. And a lot of them come down to perhaps the way in which it was organized in the past has run its course. And in running its course, it's allowed everyone in the township's opportunities to get a better view of what's available and are going back more often to sample what's been available. And I take the example of Quaticook, that now that Forest Illumina is a big draw there, a lot of people go throughout the whole season that starts in May and ends in October and get a chance to see Quaticook and get a chance to sample its historical roots, which are grounded in the English community. So I think if we look at how are we going to establish stability, and by stability I mean that if we have to think every year how are we going to get someone to step up and host, then it's going to be a real challenge from year to year. So what I need to say to everybody is that give the townshippers a chance here to see what we can come up with. And I'm absolutely confident we'll come up with something that's going to be seen as very, very acceptable and very exciting, and something that people can look forward to on a more steady basis. And for people who haven't been in the organizational part of it, it may not seem to be the case, but I can tell you that it is a real stretch at times to be able to get enough people who are willing to go out there and stand in the parks and direct traffic, help set up, help take down. And it depends on other factors such as the weather, and a whole host of other kinds of considerations that we just have to take in and put them in the mix and see what you can come up with.
CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and we're talking with Jerry Cutting today, president of Townshippers Association. Morning. Now, Jerry was talking about Tea Day, and we're not going to have a Tea Day in 2017, so Townshippers Association is probably going to have something else. They're going to take this year off and think about it.
Yes, that's right, Maureen. And it's going to be a time in which we would invite people, associations, municipalities, to send in their comments to the association to help us in putting together something that's going to be what we might feel is going to be really necessary in terms of putting forward an event that we can really look towards as something that we can call our own Townshipers Day. And the format may have to change. The way in which we organize the activities may have to change, but hopefully we'll be able to do it with a sense that we can ensure that from year to year, there isn't a huge scramble, as I've mentioned before, in order to get it organized and in order to find a host that really is in a position to be able to do what is necessary to carry out a day of this magnitude. And I think in terms of looking at Townshipers Day and what the Townshipers Association is active in doing on a yearly basis, there's no better time of the year than the upcoming annual general meeting date, which is going to be held on June 9th at 5:30 p.m. at the Estremont Suites at Avenue de l'Auberge in Orford. It's a wonderful location, and it's a great opportunity to come because everything that has been done over the past year, including the financial picture, is available to anyone who shows up and is a member. So we would love to see as many people as possible turn up for that occasion. And at the same time, we're going to take the opportunity to launch some new initiatives that we think are very exciting. And it's one of those years in which we have really taken a focus on looking at how could we become more active in working with partners to showcase new and dynamic employability tools for community members. And this, I think, is something that we find is really, really important. And over the years, one of the big problems that has been identified with outward migration is that a lot of very highly qualified young people don't stay because they can't find the proper kind of employment. And at the same time, another part of our youth initiative is focused on how to attract younger people to come into the townships, discover all of the wonderful settings we have, and the employability of many of these people if they want to resettle here in the townships. And so in terms of looking at that, we have to admit it from time to time that what really is very, very important to young people, young families, is being able to make a living where they can realize some of their dreams. And I don't think there's a better place you can ever point to than the townships as a home place for that. And at the same time, we're also going to be launching something that has been very interesting overall, and we're going to be looking at something that is entitled Our Stories, the Eastern Townships chapter in Canada's 150-year story anthology. It's an ebook initiative, and at the AGM, there are going to be people who are coming to talk about the stories, talk about the volunteer work that has been done to put together this ebook. So there'll be lots of reading, there'll be lots of showcasing, and a wealth of talent in the literary and visual arts that will be on display. People who have done exceptional work here in the townships. And looking at how we put together tradition with modern technology, if those of you who are avid readers probably already know, there is an active transition to e-books, and it's just another way of being able to promote the way in which we can read, understand, and talk about all of the kinds of things that have made our life experience here so wonderful. And there's also going to be, coming up, the presentation of the winners of this year's Excel. It's the ISTE Essay Challenge for young people. And again, it'll be a chance to showcase some of our local talent, which I think is something that Townshipers has been very active in doing over the years and is very important, I think, in terms of what we can show to anyone who is interested in coming. And at the same time, there is also an opportunity to meet people and to exchange. And it's also, I think, one of those events within the year that many people may think, well, an annual general meeting. It's kind of a business meeting. Yes, it is, but at the same time, each year what we're trying to do is add a part to that meeting where we can showcase activities and also bring forward the people who have made things happen here in our township's environment. And I think that would be something that anyone and everyone who wants to come out will have a very pleasant evening.
No, for sure. I think AGM, annual general meetings, are often misunderstood, and it's a really good opportunity to go to them, find out about the organization, and for all the people that have questions about why T-Day isn't happening this year, I'm sure that they'll be answered at the AGM, along with a lot of the e-book. That's really exciting, too, and all the other projects. So definitely, it's a great time to get out and find out more about Townshippers Association, because it's working for all of us here in the townships. So that is June 9th at 5:30. Now, is there a charge for the event?
No, there isn't.
Okay.
And what we try to do is look at the importance of an annual general meeting. And I know that many people think about it, oh my gosh, you know, here we are, we'll have to listen to all of those facts of figures. But we, I think, have a format that makes it interesting. And also we try and move the business part along as quickly as possible so that we can get to some of the really interesting events that people, I think, are starting to appreciate more and more. And I would also like to make it clear that in terms of looking at how the Townshippers Association has been working over the years, if you come to the annual general meeting, you can get a more in-depth picture of what kind of activities have been ongoing, how they've been impacting on our community, and what kinds of suggestions that people who want to bring to us so that we can move ourselves along. And I think it's very important that we look at Townshippers Day as an institution that we recognize is important. Let's move it now from that stage where it's really a terrible shame that it can't come about this year to the position, well, how are we going to make something come about next year that we can be very proud of? So please do come on out to the AGM. Please send in your suggestions, and let's try and make the very most about a place within Quebec, within Canada, in our 150th anniversary celebration that is really worth celebrating.
Oh, for certain, and we thank you very much for all your efforts and the efforts of all the people at Townshippers Association. So it's a great time to come out. So that is June 9th. There's no charge for the event, and definitely looking forward to the future and all the ideas.
Well, thank you very much, Maureen, and please remember, Townshippers is a volunteer association. It happens because each and every one of you shows up and does what they possibly can. And we're so proud of the fact that I think we have a solid reputation based on the kinds of things that we are able to accomplish for our community. So, again, hope to see all of you soon.
Oh, thank you very much. All the best.